Let's go to Boca Raton, Florida, where Bill's in the no spin zone. What's going on, Bill?
Hey, Bill. Big fan. I have a question for you. Do you think you owe Michelle Obama an apology for that disrespectful lynching?
Of course
analogy?
Not. I stuck up for the man, the woman. I'm sorry. And just to point out that Bill in Boca Raton on the sheet says, New York Times worried McCain will beat Obama. That's what Bill in Boca Raton wanted to talk about, according to what he told our screener. So then Bill from Boca Raton gets on the air and tries to say, do I owe Michelle Obama, who I stuck up for, obviously, everyone knows that, an apology. So Bill in Boca Raton, Florida, is a liar. He is a far-left loon. And this is what that crew does. Hey, Bill, and this is, I'm looking out for you, man. You need to rethink your life. You're a dishonest person, you're a loon, and you really need to rethink your life, sir. Okay, tonight on the TV side, we're going to have Tony Snow, Bernie and Jane, two Democrats, all analyzing John McCain thing. And we have Lori Due come in. Got a couple of letters about people who heard reports that I denigrated Michelle Obama, which, of course, I did not. That's not true. I defended her and have defended her constantly. Actually, wouldn't let a, as the LA Times report today, wouldn't let a caller say anything bad about Mrs. Obama because we can't do anecdotal character assassinations. That's not fair. And I applaud the LA Times for pointing that out. The word lynching was used because I said it quite clearly. I'm not going to go on some lynching party against Michelle Obama. That's ridiculous. And you'll remember that Judge Clarence Thomas used the high-tech lynching when he was promoting his book. And I think that that was a very interesting way for Clarence Thomas to put it. He said, I'm not going to participate in anything like that. Now, those of you who heard the comments know that I was defending Michelle Obama. The comments are available. You can hear them. We'll put them on BillO'Reilly.com. They're on every website. But, you know, this just goes to show you that the hatred in America is so intense that whatever you say will be twisted and turned. So we're going to get into that tonight on the TV side. And I, if you hadn't heard the conversation, I urge you to go to BillO'Reilly.com to listen to it. And I want to, again, thank the LA Times for accurately reporting it. That was great. And, hey, I'm here. I firmly believe that Michelle Obama loves her country. I think she should clarify what she said. And I'm here to listen to her. I'd love her to call in and say, hey, this is exactly what I meant. Benefit of the doubt. It's funny. I gave Michelle Obama the benefit of the doubt, but these people who are condemning me didn't give it to me. Isn't that interesting? And not that I need it. I don't. Big boy said what I said, defended Michelle Obama. Happy I did. I think I did the right thing.